Tesem Rebeis Bayutz 9b2. Okay, last time we finished the story that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai sent his son to these rabbis to get blessed, and they gave him a bracha that seemed to be curses. He said, you know, you'll give birth, I mean, you'll plant and you won't harvest, and you'll send out your boats, they won't come back in, and that whole thing. And he interpreted it to mean good things, you know, Kedusha things. Now the Gemara says like this, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, the second of the wide lines. Okay, that's what, the second of the wide lines. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, ifta minei derav, or Rebbe, there's two versions. He was going, Tes Amid Beis, the second of the wide lines. Okay, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, ifta minei derav, he was taking leave of Rav to go home. Amalei Avul of Rei, so Reb Shimon said to his son, Zilg Lagabe de Levorcha, go to him that he should bless you. Go to Rav and he should give you a bracha. Amalei, so Rav said to him, Ye Rava, may it be the will of Hashem, the Lei Tavayish, you should not embarrass others, the Lei Tizbayish, and you should not become embarrassed by others. You know, if you give him a bracha, you shouldn't embarrass other people shouldn't embarrass you. So he came back to his father. Amaleis, his father said to him, "My Amalach, no, so what did Rav bless you?" So Amaleis said, "Milim ba'amud Amaleis." He said, "Nothing special." He said, "Ordinary words." He said to me. Amaleis, his father said to him, "What do you mean?" He said, and then he told his father what Rav told him. So he said, "Birchem birchasa." He gave you a bracha. That Hashem gave to the Yidin, v'tanabei, and even repeated the bracha. And that's, what do you mean he gave you a simple bracha? This is a bracha that Hashem gives to the Jews. What's the bracha? He said to him, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'chaltem ochel v'saveya. You'll eat, and eating, v'chaltem, meaning you'll eat, v'ochel, you'll eat more, v'saveya, and you'll be full, v'hilaltem, and you'll praise Hashem. Okay? My people will not be ashamed anywhere. This is what Hashem says about the Jews. My people will not be ashamed. And the people will know that I am amongst the Jewish people. And my nation will never get embarrassed again. So the Mefarshim explained, what's the Rashi says, what's the double expression? It says twice, my people won't be embarrassed. So what it means is, they won't be embarrassed and they won't embarrass others. So what do you see? His father, Reb Shimon Chalafta, said to him, you see that Rav gave you a very great bracha. This is a bracha that Hashem blesses the Jewish people, that they shouldn't be embarrassed and they shouldn't get embarrassed. Okay, now starts the new Gemara. It said in the Mishnah that women are allowed to do certain makeups, apply certain makeup on Chol HaMoed. Okay, that's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, Son Rabbanan learned, Elohein Tachshita Eat Noshim. These are the adornments of women. These are the things that women adorn themselves with. Number one, Gecheles. She paints her eyes. Secondly, Pekeses. She parts her hair. Some of Farshim learn it means braiding the hair. But anyway, she makes her hair nice. And she applies rouge on her face, that she should look, you know, reddish. They shouldn't look like a white ghost. You know, they should look
a red ghost.
Yikadamri, and other people say, Maver srak al panel shomati, meaning she can shave the hair of the private parts. So these are, the Bryce explains what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says a woman is allowed to put on makeup. Not speaking about Chol HaMoed, so the Gemara explains, what makeup is a woman allowed to wear? She can color her eyes and put on blush and make her hair nice and so on and so forth. So all these things are allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara tells a story, a very cute story. The Vesu Rav Chista, Mrs. Rav Chista, Mekashta Ba'ant Bekalosa, was adorning herself in front of her daughter-in-law. Now some of Farshim learned, Rashi learns, like, it doesn't mean she was putting up makeup in front of her daughter-in-law, because that didn't seem to be right. What it meant was, Rashi says, she was old enough that she had a daughter-in-law. Meaning she wasn't a young woman. She was an older woman already that had already a daughter-in-law. That means what basically Rav Chista is saying, I mean what Mrs. Rav Chista is saying, that even an older woman is allowed to beautify herself. Now, obviously she did it. The Gemara is talking about Chol HaMoed. She did it.
You can't do it on the Yom Tov?
Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't color things, so it's a different story. But that's not for now. Yotzev Rav Huna Bar Chinen Akamid Rav Chista. So Rav Huna, the son of Chinen, was sitting in front of Rav Chista. Yotzev Ka'amai, and he was saying the following din to Rav Chista. What did he tell to Rav Chista? Lai Shanu, when does the Mishnah say that a woman can adorn herself? Only a Yalda, a young woman. Okay? Avoskena Lai, for an old woman, not. Because they're not beautiful anymore. It doesn't help too much, or there's no purpose of doing it. Right. So the Gemara says, basically, what happened over here? Rav Chista's wife was adorning herself, and this Rav Huna Bar Chinen said, hey, how come your wife's adorning herself? It's only said young women could adorn themselves on Chol HaMoed, not older women. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so Rav Chista said to him, what are you talking about? Or Likim, Likim is an expression like, by God, I swear, Afilu imach, even your mother can do it. Afilu imach de imach, even your mother's mother could do it. He knows, what do you tell me only young women are allowed to adorn themselves in Chol HaMoed? He says, any woman could adorn herself. And he says even more, Afilu imedes al kivra. She's next to her grave. Meaning she's so old already that she's dying, so to speak. She's still allowed to. Why? The Amri Inshi, because people say, Bashitin Kavashis, a 60-year-old woman is like a 6-year-old. Lekavel Tavlorat, when they hear the sound of bells. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that when there was a wedding, how did they tell people? They didn't send out invitations like today, RSVPs. When a wedding, the whole city was invited. So how did people know it was a wedding? They used to ring bells. And when they ring bells, everybody would run to the wedding. First of all, it was free food, and there was the music, whatever. They had a good time. So the Gemara says that a 60-year-old woman would run like a 6-year-old. Meaning, they would run to these things, so they had to beautify themselves. So the Gemara says, basically, and this is what Rav Chista obviously holds, and that's obviously the halacha, because that's what happened in actuality, that when the Mishnah says that women could adorn themselves in Chol HaMoed, it means old, young, it doesn't matter. Any age woman is allowed to adorn herself in Chol HaMoed.
And none of these acts are excessive work, like braiding hair.
No. No. They discussed this, I mean, about elsewhere it means braiding hair. So either it's not a lot of work, or the gain by it in the woman's appearance is worth the effort. See, Tesis discusses this, but Tesis basically says that they actually used to put, he says Rashi in a different place says it means braiding the hair. Kliyasar. Okay. Then the Gemara continues and said, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Le Sosud, she should not apply lime to her skin. What they used to do, as we learned in the Mishnah, in the olden times, women would actually put lime on their skin, and then when they pulled it off, it somehow was bettering the skin. But the issue is, when they put it on, not only ugly, it was painful. It was actually painful. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, Laisosid, a woman, cannot apply lime to her skin. Okay? And the Gemara is going to discuss, it says, it's disparaging to her and it causes a discomfort, and so on, like the Mishnah was saying. So it says, Tanya, we learned in a Braise, no, here we're talking about only Chol HaMoed. Because it's excessive work or it's painful. And you're not supposed to do things in the Chag an holiday which is going to make be painful to you. But we're going to soon learn an argument about this. Tanya says in a braise, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ishalei sosud, a woman is not allowed to apply the slime to her skin during Chol HaMoed, Mnei shel nivul hula, because it disfigures her. While she's wearing, and this is the Gemara is coming up with a very interesting thing now. Are you allowed to do something painful on Chol HaMoed if the end result will make you happy? But right now, it's painful. So the Gemara is going to say, this Gemara is going to learn an interesting machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. When you do something now that's painful, but the end result will be good, happy.
Is the end result doing yontif?
Does the end justify the means, or the means justify the ends? I mean, that's the question.
But maybe if the end result is doing yontif, maybe it's one way, and if the end result is after yontif, maybe you don't need...
If it's going to be after yontif, then, then seemingly wouldn't be a reason why you should be allowed to.
Right.
Because then you're not getting anything for yontif, right, except discomfort. But no, Dumar's going to see. Because the Gemara is in fact going to talk about lime that you put on and you pull it off on the same day. So then it's actually for now, yeah. But the question is, right now it's discomforting because it disfigures you. It makes you look ugly now. But the end result is it makes you look good. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, we learned in the Braisa like this. Ishalei sosud, a woman cannot apply lime to her skin, and Chol HaMoed, why? Evil hula, it makes it look ugly. But Omeid Rabbi Yehuda besid sheyichole lekaple b'meid, that it could. What happens though if it's slime that you could peel off during Chol HaMoed? Then he holds she tefalta b'meid, she can apply it during Chol HaMoed. In other words, based on what you're saying, what the Gemara is saying now. It's not final, anything yet. But the Gemara is saying now that when it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot put lime on your face, means lime that will stay there for the whole Chag. But if it's lime that comes off that day, so then he told you're allowed to. This is what the Braisa is saying. And he says, Afal pi shemetzire hi achshav l'cheira, now it's painful. So why should you be allowed to do it? So he says the reason is because smeichi hilacher zman, it's going to be happy later, and the later is during the yomtiv. If the later is during the yomtiv, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to. Okay, that's what the Gemara is learning. Meanwhile, so basically, Rashi explains according to Rabbi Yehuda that even though now it's painful. So the question is, now you're doing something discomforting, because painful, because it disfigures your face. Nevertheless, the fact that on Yom Tif is going to be eventually good, and you'll be happy from it, you're allowed to do it.
The application is probably painful itself. I mean, apart from what it makes you look like.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. I was thinking of that, but the fact is, the Gemara said, Nivul Hula. In the English, they translate disfigures, and it says it's disparaging to her and causes a discomfort. I don't know if it's... No, but they write because it disfigures her. It's a disfigurement to her. So the question is it the pain or is it the discomfort that she looks ugly now? I mean, that's the question. I don't know. I thought when I was learning the Gemara myself, so to speak, I thought it's painful because I never did it, but imagine putting lime.
It is painful because first it's a paste, then it dries up.
Right, it has to be. Therefore, it's interesting. The Gemara uses the expression peeling it off. The Gemara says it can be peeled off. The Gemara uses it, kimakapo means it's actually peeling. That means it's like a hard thing that you peel off. And when you do it, it actually
takes the pores out of it.
But it cleans the face.
Whatever it is, it's a violation of Chol HaMoed.
Because you're causing discomfort.
So you're saying that you could do that if you gain benefit down there.
And Chol HaMoed. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Rabbi Yehuda says even if it doesn't happen on the same day, it's okay.
No. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi Sasud. She can't. But made Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's a lime that comes off on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, so then.
So if it benefits
on Chol HaMoed, and then not immediately. I think it has to be still within the Yom Tov. Yeah. But the first, the way the Gemara is learning now, the Mishnah means that if it's going to come off after Yom Tov. If it's going to come off after Yom Tov, that's when the Gemara made a problem about it. One second. When the Mishnah said, one second. Here. Before they explain it, a depilatory. What's the depilatory? What is that?
Removes hair.
Oh yeah, or some of Rishonim learn. No, some of Rishonim learn that it makes a reddish complexion. So whatever it was, either to get, but really no difference, but. While it's on, it's definitely either painful or, like, I mean, I can imagine it's painful.
It just causes her distress.
Huh? Causes her distress. Yeah, but.
Distress is emotional pain.